Welcome back. Today we're doing one of my favorite cheap, but sounds expensive sound design moves in drum and bass, turning a plain rain recording into pitched, musical atmospheres inside Ableton Live, using stock devices. Rain is basically free texture. It's wideband noise, it has tiny little transients from droplets, and it naturally evolves over time. That's exactly what we want for moody intros, breakdown beds, and subtle glue behind drums in a drop. By the end, you'll have three atmosphere types built from the same recording. First, a tonal rain pad that feels lush and musical. Second, a mid-focused air layer that sits behind drums and stays out of the way. Third, a dark rumble rain that gives weight and cinema without destroying your sub. And while we build them, I'm going to keep you in a DNB mindset. Keep lows clean, control the stereo field, and duck things rhythmically so the drums stay punchy. Alright, step 0. Get your rain source and prep it fast. Drag your rain recording onto an audio track. Then scrub through and find a section that's consistent. You're looking for steady rainfall with no cars, no voices, no sudden spikes, no big changes. Once you find a clean region, select about 8 to 16 bars and consolidate it so it becomes one neat clip. That's Control or Command J. Before we pitch anything, do a quick cleanup. Drop an EQ8 on the track. Put a high pass filter on it, pretty steep, like 24 dB per octave. Say it's somewhere around 80 to 150 Hz depending on the recording. If your rain was recorded on a phone or has wind, you might have nasty low rumble that will turn into pure mud once we pitch it down. If you hear a whine or a narrow resonant tone, do a tight notch with EQ8, maybe 6 dB down with a narrow Q, and add utility after EQ. If the recording feels weirdly wide or facey, pull the width back to something like 70 to 100%. We can always widen later, but it's hard to fix phase problems once you've stacked processing. Extra coach note here, rain can have occasional spiky droplets that don't seem loud, but they'll jump out after pitching and saturation. If that's happening, add a gate very gently. Set the floor around -60 to -45 dB, and release around 100 to 250 milliseconds. The goal is not to chop the ambience. It's just to tame the tallest peaks so the processing behaves. Also, pick a key early. Rain is noise. The key comes from resonant devices we add later. So decide your track's root note now. If your bass line is in F minor, commit to F as your root. That one decision makes everything faster. Resonators, corpus, even shimmer-style verbs all become intentional instead of mystery notes. Now let's build atmosphere number 1. The tonal rain pad. Duplicate your cleaned rain track. On the duplicate, go into clip view and turn warp on. Set the warp mode to texture. Texture mode is money for turning noisy recordings into a smoother, pad-like thing. Set grain size somewhere around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Bigger grain generally gets smoother. Then set flux around 10 to 25%. Flux adds movement, but if you push it too hard it turns into chaos, so keep it subtle. Now pitch it down. Try transposing -12 to -24 semitones. That's 1 to 2 octaves. If it starts getting too warbly, back it off a little. You can also add tiny detune, like -5 to +5 cents. We're not trying to make it sound like a chorus plugin. We just want a gentle drift so it feels alive. Now the device chain. First, auto filter. Set it to a low pass, 12 or 24 dB slope. Put the cutoff somewhere around 2 to 6 kHz as a starting point. At a touch of resonance, maybe 10 to 25%. Then enable the LFO. Go slow, like 0.05 to 0.15 Hz. That's a long, evolving sweep. Set the amount around 10 to 25%. Teacher tip. If your pad starts whistling later when we add resonators, it's usually because you left too much top end going into resonant processing. So if it gets weird, don't fight it with more EQ later, just lower the filter cutoff before the resonators. Next, resonators. This is the make it musical moment. Turn on note mode if you want it to lock to notes, or manually tune the resonators. Let's use a simple minor chord vibe as an example. If we're in F minor, tune resonators to F, Ab, and C. That's root, minor third, and fifth. You can add a fourth or fifth resonator as an octave F for stability, or add Ab for a bit of tension. Keep decay around 1.5 to 4 seconds, and keep dry slash wet modest, like 15 to 35%. If you go too high, it stops being rain turned into music and starts sounding like a resonator demo. Now space, add hybrid reverb. Choose Hall for classic lushness. Shimmer can be gorgeous, but in heavy DNB it can get shiny and distracting fast, so use it carefully. Set decay around 4 to 8 seconds. Add pre-delay, maybe 15 to 35 milliseconds. That pre-delay is a clarity trick. It keeps the reverb from instantly smearing everything. Then set the reverb's low cut around 250 to 500 Hz, and high cut around 6 to 10 kHz. Keep wet around 15 to 30%. Remember, in a drop, reverb is a background actor, not the main character. Optional. Chorus ensemble. Slow rate. Modest amount, like 10 to 25%. This can make the pad feel wide and expensive, but don't let it wash out your center. How do we use this in an arrangement? In an intro or breakdown, you can let this pad breathe and be the emotional bed. When the drop hits, keep it quieter and more band limited. In drum and bass, the pad supports the drums and bass. It doesn't compete with them. All right, atmosphere number 2. The air layer. This is the one that quietly runs through your drop and makes everything feel like it lives in a world. Duplicate the original rain again, not the pad version. In clip view, turn warp on and choose beats mode. Set preserve to 1/16. That keeps little droplet ticks and detail. Then transpose down a little, like -3 to -12 semitones. We want character, but not a full pitch down pad. Now device chain. Start with EQ8. High pass it hard at 200 to 400 Hz. We're intentionally keeping this layer out of the low end. Then listen around 2 to 4 kHz. If it competes with your snare crack or vocal presence, dip it a couple dB. And if you want a bit of sparkle, you can add a gentle high shelf around 8 to 12 kHz, just 1 to 3 dB, only if it isn't harsh. Next, add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip both work. Drive around 2 to 6 dB and level match the output. This is important. If you don't loudness match, you'll think it sounds better just because it's louder. Saturation here is mainly to make the texture read on smaller speakers and feel more in the mix. Now the key D&B move, sidechain compression. Add a compressor and enable sidechain. Feed it from your drum bus, or at least kick and snare. Ratio around 3:1 to 6:1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so you don't totally erase the front of the texture, and release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Time it so it breathes with the groove. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on hits. Extra coach note, sidechain doesn't have to be one heavy compressor. Sometimes it sounds cleaner as two stages, a compressor doing just 1 to 3 dB of overall groove ducking, plus a little filter dip on snare hits. You can do that with auto filter and automation, or a mapped macro that you punch in at the snare moments. It's surprisingly effective and it keeps the texture present without masking the snare. Finally, add auto pan. Slow rate, around 0.10 to 0.30 Hz, amount 20 to 40%. Phase 120 to 180 degrees for wide movement. Arrangement tip. Run this air layer through the entire drop, but very quietly. Then automate it up slightly between phrases, like at the end of every 16 bars. That's an easy momentum trick that doesn't require adding new instruments. Now atmosphere number 3. Rumble rain. This is the dark low cloud. The trick is to make it feel deep and cinematic, without stepping on your actual sub bass. Duplicate the rain again. Warp mode. Complex Pro. Turn formance on. Set envelope somewhere around 70 to 120. Then transpose deep, -24 to -36 semitones. Now EQ 8 first, always. High pass at 25 to 35 Hz just to remove inaudible junk. Then add a low shelf cut around 80 to 120 Hz, maybe -2 to -6 dB. That's your sub protection. We're not trying to replace the sub bass. We're building a low mid atmosphere that suggests weight. Often, the sweet spot for roomy darkness is more like 120 to 400 Hz. You can even shape it like a band pass focus. Reduce some highs, reduce some sub, and let that low mid cloud be the star. Now do something fun. Add amp. Yes, on rain. Choose rock or bass. Keep the gain low to moderate. If it gets fizzy, pull presence down. Then add saturator. Drive 4 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. Listen for cloud, not crackle. If it starts sounding like broken speaker, back off. Then hybrid reverb again, but darker. Decay around 2 to 5 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 10 ms. Low cut 150 to 250 hz. That low cut is important, because you don't want reverb pumping low end all over the mix. Bring early reflections up a bit if you want it to feel like an actual space. Now sidechain it from the kick. Compressor ratio around 4:1. Fast attack. 0.5 to 5 ms. Release 120 to 250 ms. Aim for 3 to 8 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. This is how you get that low fog that breathes with the drums instead of smothering them. Arrangement move. This rumble rain is perfect for 8-bar pre-drop tension. and a classic roller trick is automating a low pass opening into the drop, then snapping it back darker and tighter when the drums hit. Now, quick mixing and control tips that separate intermediate from why is my mix mushy. Use mid/side EQ to create space without just turning the whole layer down. In EQ 8, switch to M/S mode. On the mid channel, low cut a bit higher to keep the center clean for kick, snare, and bass. On the side channel, keep more highs so it feels wide and atmospheric without clogging the middle. Also remember, wide reverb in the drop is dangerous. It can make drums feel smaller and it can cause mono compatibility issues. A good rule is, keep low frequencies more mono, keep highs wider. Even just using utility to reduce width on low focused layers can save your mix. Another pro workflow tip, print early, then re-import and rewarp. Once you get a texture you like, freeze and flatten it or resample it to a new audio track. Now that printed audio is a new source. If you warp that again with a different warp mode, you'll get a second generation character that sounds designed, not just processed. All right, let's make this reusable. Turn your best chain into an Atmos rack. Pick the pad chain or the air chain, select the effects and group them into an audio effect rack. Then map a few macros that you'll actually use in a track. Macro 1. Filter cutoff, your brightness control. Macro 2, reverb dry/wet, your space control. Macro 3, resonators dry/wet if you used them. Macro 4, stereo width via utility. Macro 5, side chain intensity, usually compressor threshold. If you want to go a bit further, add a motion macro that controls auto pan amount, and maybe a darkness macro that lowers a shelf or closes a second filter. Now, common mistakes to avoid. Don't pitch down without filtering first. You'll create ugly rumble that fights the sub. Don't run massive wide reverb all through the drop. Your drums will lose punch. Don't overdo resonators. They can whistle if the input is too bright, so low pass before them. And don't skip side chain. Rain plus busy breaks equals mush if you don't duck it. Also, timing matters. Even atmospheres should groove. Automate volume and filtering to match 8 and 16 bar phrasing. That's arrangement discipline, and it's one of the biggest sounds like a real tune upgrades. Let's finish with a short practice assignment you can actually complete today. Take one Rain recording and build two versions. This audio version is shortened for playback.